This is Ozarks at Large. A big story over the last few weeks has revolved around the issue of same-sex marriage. On May 9th, Pulaski County Judge Chris Piazza ruled the state's ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional. This resulted in jubilation for gay couples, a firestorm of pushback from conservatives, long lines at the county courthouse, and calls for Piazza's impeachment. By the week's end, the controversy was still swirling as a state appeal of the decision was still up in the air with the Arkansas Supreme Court, which came down with a ruling on Friday that issued a stay in the case. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics recently discussed the week's unfoldings with Arkansas Speaker of the House, Davey Carter.
I guess first questions first, and did Judge Piazza get the ruling right?
Well, that's for, and I've been consistent on this from the moment it came out. I mean, that's for our appellate court system to determine. I mean, I'm disappointed that he did it on Friday afternoon and didn't stay the ruling, and because there was just a little chaos there.
Right.
But, you know, calls for his impeachment and these things and these reactions, airy statements and those type of things, you know, I don't agree with. I mean, I'm a believer in our three system, you know, of government, and I'm a believer in the judicial branch of government. And ultimately, that question will have to be answered by the high courts. And, you know, I believe in our system. That's the system of self-governing that we've had for hundreds of years, and we have to let that play its course.
And you did talk about, there was immediate talk of impeaching Judge Piazza on that. You came out very strongly with a statement last week. You basically said, that's just not going to happen. That's a slippery slope. That's why we have separation of powers. That's the most absurd thing I've ever heard of. On Friday morning, there was a push in the Arkansas Legislative Council to try to move a resolution forward to deal with potential impeachment. You voted against that resolution.
You know, the resolution had some other things in there, not necessarily dealing with impeachment. But, you know, the end of the whole story is here that, you know, that constitutional question, whether you like it or not, has to be answered at the Supreme Court. And I think this decision will go to the Arkansas Supreme Court. And I think there's a very good chance that this case, this particular case, will go to the United States Supreme Court. And you know, we live in the United States of America, and we have men and women that have, you know, have died in many wars fighting for our country and the way we live. And that's what governs our society. And we have to have faith in the court system. And ultimately, I'm absolutely convinced and unwavering that that decision needs to be made there.
But there is in the Arkansas State Constitution a provision for removing judges as well as other constitutional officers from office. There is a process for that. You have as many as 50 members of the Arkansas General Assembly that have signed on to this petition to explore that as an option. How do you give them their due, and how do you deal with that as Speaker of the House?
Every member's got a right to file and pursue whatever policy things that he or she wants to do, and I'm not here to impede that. I just make it well known that I'm going to fight it. There's no significance on the outcome of the issue at hand. It's irrelevant. It would take place, you know, months away. You know, maybe even perhaps after the Supreme Court rules. I mean, what happens if the Supreme Court upholds? We're going to impeach the Supreme Court judges. I mean, it's just a slippery slope. It doesn't matter that it's this subject matter. It could have been on domestic relations, child custody, or whatever. When you get the General Assembly that they don't like decisions of the judicial branch, and you go into trying to impeaching them, that is an absolute slippery slope, and I stand behind that.
But your issue is that we should let the separation of powers work as it's intended to. It's not that you necessarily agree or disagree with the judicial decision itself.
The right avenue to make this constitutional holding is ultimately it's going to be the United States Supreme Court. And the question is, does our state constitution, you know, run amok of the United States Constitution? Davey Carter can't answer that question. Roby Brock can't answer that question. It's going to have to go to the United States Supreme Court. And we live here. We live in a civilized society, and that's the way we self-govern. And we have to have faith in the system that our forefathers have set up so long ago.
Let's shift gears. Let's talk about another potential issue, big legislative issue. a teacher insurance fix. There was a special session last year to deal with some shortcomings in the teacher insurance fund. New report out from the task force that has some recommendations. Will there be another special session to deal with teacher insurance?
I met with Representative Harold Copenhaver, who I put on the task force and who's the House chair along with Senator Hendren. I did not meet with Senator Hendren today. Got a great report from Harold. I would say that has worked exactly like we had planned it to work. We had a problem. We funded it. We put them together to make changes. And we told everybody there's going to be changes. This cannot be sustainable. Yes, I'm going to call the governor probably tomorrow. My recommendation is we have a special session. I think we have to do it. Those men and women on that committee have done an outstanding job, and we are not at the state level going to be able to or have any desire or want to continue to fund $30, $40, $50 million on these shortcomings. And if we don't do anything, it's $70 million. They're already in the hole. Mm-hmm. And these recommendations, they're going to be there may be some heartburn about them. But at the end of the day, we've got to make that plan process sustainable, and they work together in a bipartisan way. I'm going to ask the governor to have a special session. I hope he takes us up on that. I know he will, because the state's going to have to get our arms around and make these changes before August, before all these plans start going into effect.
And if the legislature is in a special session, they will be convened and they could act on these articles of impeachment if they want to. Could they not?
That could be a possibility. I'm hopeful that angst is going to die down. Look, there's no questioning this is a controversial issue. They need to be focused on the things that can affect the outcome. That has zero effect on the outcome, and it's, the outweigh with that, with the slippery slope on the things that we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. I think it's an unwise thing to do, and I'm going to oppose that.
Let's talk about this past week, some kind of preliminary numbers from hospital administrators around the state talking about the number of uninsured patients coming into their ERs. Do you see that those statistics, those numbers that were presented, basically a 24% decline, in uninsured patients coming to the ERs. Interesting statistics to you, or do you see a correlation between that and the private option?
Absolute correlation. I mean, that's there's no denying that's had already started to have an effect on how the uninsured gets access to health care. And, it's good to see it in writing, and it's good to hear that testimony. And, when you put together policy like that from scratch, there are things out there that you think and you analyze and you make the best decisions, but when the data starts coming back in to back that up, it's a good feeling. So I think we're absolutely headed in the right direction. Nobody said this was going to be perfect from the start, mm-hmm. And I fully expect this to be tweaked along the way. And whatever that means, tweaked along the way, I don't know, but it was good to see, and it backed up what all everybody thought about how people were going to behave differently when they didn't have any insurance or they have insurance policy. And so I think that backed that up.
That was Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics, speaking with Arkansas Speaker of the House Davey Carter. Support for Talk Business on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T. Challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity, backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com.